谢谢夫妇在我们崇拜当中。
Very happy this morning to see visitors from Taiwan, Mr. and Mrs. Chang.
可不可以请两位起立，好不好？我们大家欢迎你们。
Can we ask you to stand and welcome you?
坐在这边第五排，很欢迎你们两位，请坐。
Welcome, please be seated.
还有很高兴看见周才强夫妇。
Also,
Mr.
We're also very happy to see Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Chow.
这是他们结婚以后。 来我们崇拜当中，我们非常高兴。可不可以请你们两位新人起立，好不好？ 大家很高兴看见你们。
First Sunday they're here since their wedding. We'd like to ask them to stand.
愿神祝福你们。May
God bless both of you.
我们看圣经提摩太后书第二章。Turn
with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
这是保罗对提摩太所说的话。These
are the words from Apostle Paul to his disciple Timothy.
告诉他一个人在传扬福音的时候应当注意的事。Informing
him the things that he ought to pay attention to as he becomes a minister of the gospel.
2
Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那召他当兵的人喜悦。No
soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。And
also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
The hard-working farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops.
我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。Verse
7, consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
保罗勉励提摩太在传福音的时候要努力的工作。Paul
encourages Timothy to be diligent in his ministry,
好像一个精兵,
like a good soldier,
在训练的时候是很辛苦的，可是打胜仗的时候是很喜乐的,
to be able to suffer hardship during training, but to also be able to enjoy the victory after a battle.
传福音也好像一个运动员,
to be a minister of the gospel, is we also need to be like a soldier, an athlete.
在受训练的时候很辛苦的，可是得锦标的时候很喜乐的。
Working very hard during time of training, but after a race, after you have won a race, there's also joy in winning.
也好像一个农夫,
also like a farmer.
当你在耕地的时候撒种的时候是非常辛苦的，可是收成的时候是非常喜乐的。
As you're planting seeds, it takes a lot of sweat, but after the harvest has come in, there's also great joy in the harvest. Pay attention to verse 7.
保罗说，我所说的话你要思想。Paul
says, consider what I say.
我们基督徒单单读圣经是不够的。Just
to read scriptures is not enough for Christians.
单单听人讲道是不够的。Just
to listen to messages is not enough. We need to consider, we need to think it over.
圣经上讲到昼夜思想神的话。
The Bible teaches us to meditate upon God's word day and night. I feel very bad in one thing, and that is too many of us don't spend enough time to contemplate, to meditate upon God's word in a period of quietness.
保罗说，我所说的话你要思想。Paul
says, you must consider what I'm telling you.
你想想看我所说的有没有道理?
Think about what I'm saying, whether it makes sense to you or not.
第八节以下讲到耶稣基督的经验。Verse,
starting at verse 8, Paul talked about the experience of Jesus.
讲到保罗自己的经验。Talking
about Paul's personal experience.
讲到千千万万其他的基督徒的经验。Talking
about experience of many, many thousands of other Christians.
没有痛苦,怎么能够得到神的祝福?
If we're not able to even commit ourselves during time of suffering, how can we receive the blessing from the Lord?
你不付代价,
how can you receive a harvest without paying a price?
没有十字架，不可能有荣耀的冠冕。
Without the cross, there can never be any crowns.
保罗劝勉提摩太，你要思想。
Paul admonished Timothy to consider these teachings.
紧接着下去，保罗把三个很好的目标放在提摩太面前，盼望他努力的追求的。
In these verses, Paul gave Timothy three goals that he can strive after.
我觉得这些话对我来说是很好的鼓励。
I feel these scriptures.Are a great encouragement to me personally. And I hope this morning the Lord will bless you in the same way. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're about to look into your words.
Oh,
God, we ask you to open our hearts. To cast away all the hindrances that may be in our hearts right now from listening to you. Give us a quiet heart. Enable us to listen to the words you're about to speak to us. That we can concentrate our minds on one thing, that is your word. We pray that your word may become a very tasty, sweet honey that we long to eat of.
让我们也能够消化你的话，让你的话成为我们的力量。
Not only to eat of this delicious food, but also to be able to digest your words.
奉主的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家看第十五节。
Verse 15.
保罗第一个勉励提摩太的目标是，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
The first goal that Apostle Paul gave to young Timothy in his words of encouragement in verse 15, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth.
做一个无愧的工人
，to be an unashamed workman.
二十一节
，verse 21。
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Verse 21 Therefore if a man cleanses himself from these things he will be a vessel for honor sanctified useful to the master prepared for every good work
在这里讲到要做一个贵重的器皿
Verse 21 mentions we need to be a good and clean vessel
第二十四节
Skipping down to verse 24
然而主的仆人不可正经只要温温和和地待众人善于教导存心忍耐在这里提到要做一个上主的仆人
Verse 24 And the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome must be kind to all able to teach patient when wronged The third thing that Apostle Paul told Timothy was to be a bondservant of the Lord
三个目标
Three goals that Paul has set before Timothy
无愧的工人尊贵的器皿上主的仆人
First of all, to be an unashamed workman. Secondly, to be a cleansed vessel. Thirdly, to be a bond servant of the Lord.
我们先思想第一个。
First one, verse 15.
在这里讲到做无愧的工人要按着正义分解真理的道。
Verse 15 tells us that an unashamed workman needs to be able to handling accurately the word of truth.
在这里讲到按着正义分解真理的道是什么意思
What does it mean to handling accurately the word of the truth?
我们都知道圣经的话很宝贵
We all know that the words written in the Bible are very precious
可是很多的时候我们看圣经不一定能够完全的明白里面的意思
But very frequently when we read the Bible we're not able to understand many of the things that we're reading
有些时候我们只能够明白这个肤浅的表面的意思那个更深奥的意思我们要发掘出来
Sometimes all we're able to catch on first glance is some of the superficial meanings but the deeper meaning of this teaching of the scripture we need to discover them we need to dig them out
这里讲到要分解真理的道
Here it says to handle accurately the word of the truth
这是什么意思
What does that mean to you?
原来保罗所用的这一个词是工程方面的用语。
The words that Apostle Paul is using here are technical words. Are technical
就是说要把一个东西切得很直
okay,
，cut straightly.
Literally, the words handling accurately is a technical word for a workman or a carpenter. It means literally to cut straight.
好像一个人修一条路。
It's kind of like building a road.
假如他修的这条路弯弯曲曲的，别人呢常常会走错了。
Now, if you build this road curving back and forth, then the people traveling on the road tend to go off the road very easily.
假如你把这条路修得很平很直，别人不容易走错路。
But if you build this road very straight, then the travelers can easily follow that path.
一个做无愧工人的人，就是说在讲主的道的时候，把它讲得非常清楚明白，免得别人搞错。
So what does it mean to be a good workman? A good workman simply means that when you preach God's word, you present it straight, you present it clearly, so that people can understand and be able to follow.
一个最会讲道的人是讲得最清楚明白的人。
The best preacher is a preacher who can communicate God's word in very clear fashion.
有一次有一个很小的小孩子说要跟妈妈一起去听讲道。
Once there was a little child who wants to go with his mom to go listen to a Christian sermon.
妈妈对他说，今天你要很专心，不要吵，因为这是一个很有名的讲道的人。
So the mother told this child, saying, today when we go to church, you have to be very good, pay attention, because the speaker is a special speaker. He's very famous. He's a very good speaker.
所以那个小孩子那天做礼拜的时候很专心。
So that child went to church that day and then sat there very still and paid a lot of attention.
一直都不讲话。
Didn't say a single word.
一直到散会回家吃中饭的时候才跟妈妈讲话。
Until after the service, went home to have lunch and the child spoke to the mother.
他说那个人讲的话我都懂啊。
The child told the mother, he said to the mother, he said, you know that the speaker today, I understood everything he said.
你跟我讲是一个很有名的讲道的人，我以为他讲的我都不懂。
And you told me that he's a very good speaker, so I thought for sure I won't understand a word, but you know, I understood everything he said.
那个妈妈跟他讲，这是一个很有名的讲员，就是他讲的大家都懂。
And the mother told the child, that's exactly why he's a good speaker, because he can speak in such a way that everyone understands.
主耶稣在世界上的时候，他讲的话大家都懂。
Jesus had this ability to communicate also. When he spoke, people understood what he was saying.
他在讲道的时候用很多日常生活中间的比方。
He used many analogies, many parables to communicate the truth.
他知道有一些农夫来听他讲道，所以他讲道的时候讲一些这个农夫的事情。
He knows that among his listeners there are some farmers, so he used the analogy of a farmer.
他知道有一些家庭主妇来听他讲道，所以他跟他们讲道的时候讲到他们在厨房里做面呢，做饼的事情。
And he also knows that there are many homemakers, and so he talks about bread, making bread.
他知道有一些打鱼的人来听他讲道，所以他讲道的时候讲一点打鱼的事情给他们。
So he knows also that there are fishermen among his audience, so he talks about being fishers of men.
他讲不同的内容，针对不同的人的需要。
He talked about different messages to minister to different types of people.
当耶稣讲完道的时候，耶稣问他，我讲的你们都懂了没有？大家说我们都懂。
After he spoke, Jesus asked him, do you understand? And they all said, yes, we understand.
很多的时候我们讲道的人讲得太深了。
Sometimes speakers in the pulpit here speak messages too deeply.
有些时候我们觉得我们若是讲得太浅了，大家看不起我们了。
Sometimes a speaker feels that he may not get enough respect if he preaches a simple message.
你做是做大学的教授，你要讲一点别人不懂的，别人觉得你学问很好。
If you're a college professor, then you want to write some equations that no one understands, so that they say, "Hey, he must be pretty intelligent."
可是，假如你是一个讲道的人，圣经上勉励我们要讲的很简单，每一个人都能够明白。
But the scripture teaches us that if you want to be a good speaker for the Lord, a good minister of God of the gospel, you need to be able to communicate God's truth in a very simple and clear fashion.
很多的时候我们最需要的就是最简单的道，照着去做。
Very often what we need the most are the simplest messages in the simplest teachings in the Bible.
我今天要问大家，很多的时候我们觉得这个道我也听过了，这个道我也听过了，我要问大家，你听的你做了多少？
I know many times that many of you said, oh, I heard that message before, I heard that sermon beforeYou heard so many of them, but let me ask you, how many of those messages that you heard have you really put into practice? I hope and pray that God will give us a humble heart and to be able to carry out the messages that we hear. Paul encourages Timothy to be an unashamed workman, to handling accurately the word of truth, or cutting the word straight.
我们最重要的工作不是介绍文学、艺术、时事、军事、经济，我们是讲神的话。
When we come to church, we don't want to talk about philosophy. We don't want to talk about you know, sciences or economy or all these other different teachings. We want to talk about God's word.
第二点, 保罗勉励提摩太,
Secondly, Paul encourages Timothy to be a cleansed vessel.
在第二十节讲到一个大户的人家，有各样的器皿，有的是金的，有的是银的，有的是木头做的，有的是瓦器做的。
In verse 20, it says, Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
在神的家里也是这样。
In the same way, it's the same way in God's house.
我们每一个人好像一个器皿。
Every one of us is like a vessel.
有一些器皿是卑贱的器皿, 有一些器皿是尊贵的器皿。
Some vessels are for honor, some are for dishonor.
保罗勉励提摩太, 你要做一个贵重的器皿。
Paul encourages Timothy to be an honorable vessel, to be a vessel used for honor.
我们羡慕不羡慕, 做一个贵重的器皿。
Do we really cherish to be a vessel used to honor.
在这里告诉我们, 成为一个贵重器皿的条件是什么? 自洁脱离卑贱的事。
Now pay attention to verse 21. It says, it gives a one very important requirement for becoming a vessel for honor, and that is we must cleanse ourselves from these things.
不但是脱离那些卑贱的人, 也是脱离自己心中那些卑贱的那些事情。
Not only to depart from those people who are dishonoring, but also to cast out all the elements that may not be for honoring in us.
在第22节讲到两方面应当注意的是,
Verse 22 explains a little bit more detail the two aspects we need to pay attention to.
一方面讲到我们应当逃避一些事情，一方面讲到我们应当追求一些事情。The
first aspect talked about escaping from something, and the second part talks about drawing near to something.
第22节讲到你要逃避少年的私欲。
Verse 22, now flee from youthful lusts.
当我们的肉身遇见危险的时候，我们都会逃避。
When we encounter physical danger, we all know to escape.
当摩西知道法老王要杀他的时候，他赶快从埃及逃出去。
When Moses knew that Pharaoh, the king, was about to kill him, he escaped from Egypt.
当主耶稣还小的时候，他知道希律王要杀他，所以他赶快就逃到埃及去。
When Jesus was a baby, his parents, because Herod, the king, was going out to kill all the little babies, and so they took baby Jesus and escaped.
我们知道逃避肉身的危险，知不知道逃避灵性的危险？
Now, we all know how to escape from physical danger or possible physical harm, but do we know how to escape from sins and from lusts and temptation?
罪恶是很危险的东西。
Sin, let me tell you, is a very dangerous thing.
我们离开罪恶应当越快越好。
We need to run as fast and as quickly away from sin as possible.
你想要成为一个合乎主用的圣洁的器皿, 你必须要摆脱一切的罪恶。
If you want to be a useful vessel for the Lord, you need to forsake and run away and flee from your lusts and your sins.
这里除了讲到要逃避罪恶以外, 还讲到要同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
In this verse, not only we need to flee, we need to run away from lusts and sin, but on the other hand, we need to pursue after righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
在这里讲到追求。
You're talking about pursuing or drawing near to something.
好像一个人出去打猎的时候, 他看见有一个野兽在这里, 他拼命地追, 他要得到它。
The word pursue here is like a hunter going out in the woods hunting after an animal and pursuing after an animal.
大家看见了没有? 有一些东西要逃避, 有一些东西要追求。
I wonder if you get the picture. Certain things we need to flee from and certain things we need to pursue after.
我们应当逃避罪恶, 应当追求良善。
We need to flee from sin and we need to pursue after righteousness.
我们应当学习舍去自己, 应当学习跟随耶稣基督。
We need to learn to forsake our old self and to pursue after Jesus.
我们应当学习脱去旧人, 学习穿上新人。
We need to learn to take off the old man in us but put on the new man in Christ.
我们应当学习把我们的情欲钉在十字架上, 我们应当学习在圣灵里面跟随神的带领。
We need to nail our passions on the cross and diligently follow after the Lord Jesus.
没有其他的方法可以成为圣洁。
There's no other way to become a useful vessel.
假如你想要成为一个圣洁的和神所用的器皿, 你必须在这方面 学习。
If you want to be an honorable and useful vessel to the Lord, you need to really put time and learn this area.
在第二十四节讲到要做一个主的仆人。
Verse 24, talking about being a bond servant of our Lord.
在这里讲到五方面应当注意的事。
Very interesting, in this verse, it talked about five aspects of the function of a bond servant.
第一讲到不可争竞。
Not to be quarrelsome.
可能有很多人他喜欢跟你争，可是你不要跟他争。
Maybe there's a lot of people who likes to argue with you, but don't argue back with them.
第二讲到要温和待人。
Secondly, be kind to all.
可能有些人对你是很不温和的，你要学习对他温和。
Maybe some people are very unkind to you, but you need to learn to be kind to them.
第三讲到善于教导。
Thirdly, to be able to teach.
很多人都不容易接受别人的劝导，可是一个主的仆人要学习教导。
Not only teach, but many people are not willing to receive teaching.But a bondservant of the Lord must be able to teach others.
第四讲到存心忍耐。
Fourthly, patient when wrong.
你不可能到处找到合你心意的人，学习忍耐。
You cannot live for the rest of your life only dealing with people who are pleasing to you. You need to learn to be patient because you need it.
第二十五节讲到第五点。
Verse 25 talked about the fifth aspect.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
With gentleness.Correcting those who are in opposition.
在这里提到有些人可能是要反对你的。
Maybe there will be enemies, people who are opposing you.
用温柔劝诫他。
You need to correct them, but correct them with gentleness.
或者神给他们悔改的心可以明白正道。
So that if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth.
在这个提摩太后书第二章里面。
In the second chapter of 2 Timothy.
保罗首先的勉励提摩太，你要努力的把福音传下去，传下去，传下去。
First thing the Apostle Paul told Timothy was to be diligent in preaching the word of God.
你在工作的时候应当勤劳，好像进兵，好像运动员，好像农夫。
And in your ministry, you need to learn to be like a soldier. Not only that, you need to learn to be like an athlete. You also need to learn to be like a farmer.
保罗劝勉提摩太，你在讲神的道的时候，要学习讲得清楚。
Paul also encourages Timothy, when you preach the word of God, present it as a good workman. Present the word of God in a clear, concise fashion.
关于你自己本身，你要生活中间圣洁。
About your own personal life, you need to cleanse yourself. You need to make sure that you're an honorable vessel.
关于你的言语，你要学习做一个谦卑的人，说谦卑的话。
About your speech, about your conduct, you need to learn to be a humble bondservant of the Lord.
第三章，保罗要提摩太认识我们今天的这个社会。
Now, moving to chapter 3, Apostle Paul wanted Timothy to be aware of what was going on in his days.
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But realizes that in the last days, difficult times will come.
在这里讲到的末世并不是说将来耶稣来的那个时候。
Now, the last days here is not talking about the days just before Jesus comes back.
这里所提到的末世就是我们今天所生活的这个时代。
The last days here means that those days, the recent days that we're living.
这里讲到末世有危险的日子。
Paul talked about that in the last days, difficult times will come.
这些危险的日子是什么日子？
What does it mean by difficult times? What
在古代的时候，一个人所提到的危险就是讲到有狂风、有巨浪、有野兽来了，很危险。
Back in the old days, when they talk about difficult times, they used to talk about natural disasters or wild animals attacking or some dangerous things.
可是在末世的时候，那个最大的危险不是从这些方面来的，乃是从人的本身中间发出来。
But Apostle Paul here says that in the last day, dangerous things or difficult things will come not from these other natural phenomena, but from men.
我们来看看这些罪恶是什么。
Let's take a look at these.Dangerous things.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
Here comes the big list here. Difficult times will come. Verse 2. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
在这里一共提到的多少项?
How many are in this list?
假如我算得不错,一共是十九项。
If I'm not mistaken, there are 19 items in this list.
请大家注意最前面的第一项和最后面的一项。
I'd like to ask you to pay attention to the first item in the list and the last item in the list.
最前面讲到末世的危险是什么?人人都是单爱自己。
The first item in this list of the dangerous things in the last day is men will be lovers of self.
最后一样是讲了什么?就是不爱神。
And the last, talking about not lovers of God.
大家看见了没有?把自己放在最前面,把神放在最后面。
You notice that this whole list consists of putting man in the first item and putting God in the last item.
爱是神给人一个很宝贵的礼物，可是我们假如把这个爱用错了，就会产生很多的问题。
Love or the ability to love is a gift from our Creator God, but we need to learn to use that love properly. If we misdirect our love, then that's where the problem comes.
在这里十九样的罪恶中间，我们挑几样稍微的讲一点。
Among these 19 sins, let's talk about a few of them.
首先提到专顾自己，意思就是说什么事情不要想到别人，光想自己。
Okay, the first one is lovers of self, meaning itself, you're self-centered. You don't care about anybody else except yourself.
贪爱钱财，这是讲到末世的人最崇拜的东西之一。
Lovers of money, meaning that other than self, the thing that people in the last day would worship is money.
自夸。意思就是说把我自己的缺点尽量的遮盖起来把我自己的优点尽量的宣扬出来
Boastful, what does boastful mean? Boastful means, simply means to emphasize, to diminish our own weaknesses, to hide them, but to elevate and to emphasize our good points.
我们中间有很多的青年人请大家注意在这里提到末世的一个现象就是违背父母
There are a lot of young people here, I want you to pay attention.Another item in this list is that in the last days, people will be disobedient to parents.
今天的少年犯罪的情形已经成为全世界一个最严重的问题。
Juvenile delinquency has slowly becoming a problem of the epidemic order around the world.
接下去在这里第五节、第三节也提到不解怨。不解怨是什么意思？
Verse 3, also in verse 5, both talked about one thing, that is, without self-control.
No, irreconcilable.
Okay.
Okay, you read it. 不解怨
verse 3, irreconcilable.
这意思就是说,有一个小的怨,啊,不把它解决,渐渐地变成大的怨。
It means that a small conflict...is not taken care of, and slowly that small conflict grows and grows, and not willing to somehow take care of that conflict.
这里提到好说谗言，这是什么意思？
Malicious gossips, what does that mean?
什么叫做谗言？
What does gossips mean?
谗言就是假话。
Gossip simply means it's false stories.
捏造事实，说人的坏话。
Is to speak things with the intent to hurt others.
谗言是一种很夸大的话。
It's words of boastfulness.
谗言是让人家产生错误的印象的话。
Gossips causes misunderstandings and wrong conceptions.
圣经上说，在末世的时候将会有很多的谗言。
Jesus said, "In the last days, there will be many gossipers."
接下去也提到性情凶暴，就是说人的本性啊。好像越来越像野兽一样的凶猛。
And then toward the end of verse 3, it says men will become brutal or violent, or basically that men will become more and more like animals.
不爱良善什么意思
？Haters of good, what does that mean?
好的事情被别人轻看，被别人排斥，好的人受到别人的迫害。
Basically, that means that the good things would be mocked, would be looked down upon, and people who do good.Would be despised.
在这里最后讲到爱宴乐不爱神是什么意思。
And then lastly, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. What does that mean?
这就是讲到末世的人只是注重他身体的需要，忘记了他心灵的需要。
That simply means that in the last days, people would be more worried about their physical needs, instead of their spiritual needs.
末世的危险就是人专顾自己，人把神忘记。
The basic danger in the last days is that man will be too much concerned about himself and neglect God himself.
末世的危险那个根本是在人的罪恶之中。
The basis, the root of these dangerous sins of the last days is man's sinful attitudes, man's sinful nature.
只有神的福音能够解决这个问题。
Only the gospel of our Lord Jesus can provide solutions to these problems.
神能够改变我们，让我们成为一个以神为中心的人。
Only God himself can cause us to change, to be able to put him first in our life.
我们在座的人，我们礼拜天到礼拜堂里来，我们做礼拜，唱诗祷告，听到奉献。
All of us, we come here Sunday morning, we come in, we sit in the sanctuary, we sing hymns, we pray, we read scriptures, and we listen to messages.
可是不要忘记，整个世界的潮流是一个罪恶的潮流。
But don't forget, there's a strong tide in the world, of sin.
保罗要提摩太认识今天世界的本相。
Paul wanted Timothy to be aware and to recognize the way things are in the world.
保罗要提摩太做一个反潮流的人。
Paul wanted Timothy to recognize the tide going against him and to still be able to go against that strong tide.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
但是你已经服从了我的教训。
Verse 10, Paul says, but you followed my teaching.
请大家注意。这是保罗很强调的话。
Please pay attention. These are very strong words being uttered by Apostle Paul.
好多的人都是朝着这个罪恶的潮流在走，但是你，你要跟他们不一样。
Paul spent many, many verses from verse 1 through 9 talking about the tide of how things are in the world, and then start out in verse 10 with one very key word, but you're different, Timothy. You're different.
在第十四节第二次提到这样的话。
Again in verse 14.
但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里。
In verse 14, another key word there. However, you continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of.
别人怎么样，你不要管。
Don't worry about how all the others are.
你怎么样，你要向神负责。
How about you? You need.
尽管所有的人都是朝着这个罪恶、罪恶的趋势在演变、演变、堕落、堕落，可是你，你应当跟他们不一样。
Don't worry about the other people. Even when everyone else is going with the tide of the world, you, Timothy, you are different.
Arthur Zhang, 我们青年团契的一个 member, 他现在正在 Berkeley 大学念书。
One of our youth group member, Arthur Chang, has just left a couple of weeks ago to go to UC Berkeley for his college education.
我想到以后的几个月都看不见他，我心里难过。
I thought about not seeing him for the next several months, and I felt kind of bad before he left.
在他离开以前，我到书店里去，想要买一本书灵的书籍送给他。
Before he left, I went to the Christian bookstore and wanted to buy a book to give to him.
我找到一本书很好，我送给他。
I found a very, very good book, and I gave that book to him.
那个书的名字是什么？
The name of that book is
敢跟别人不一样。
Dare to be different.
Right.今天的基督徒需要有这样的勇气，敢跟别人不一样。
I believe as Christians today we need to have this type of boldness, this type of courage in saying that I dare to be different.
很多的人都说我不相信神，你敢不敢说我相信神？
All of your friends, all the people you come in contact with say that I don't believe in God. Do you dare to say that? But I do.
很多的人都是把自己放在最前面，把神放在最后面。你敢不敢说我把神放在最前面？
Everyone,
我学习尽量的舍弃我自己。
Everyone else has put their self, their ego first, put God last.Do you dare to stand forward and say that? But I put God first.
你敢不敢?
Do you dare to be different?
盼望神给你这个勇气, 敢。
I hope God will give every one of us that courage and that boldness.
敢做一个跟大家都不一样的人。
To dare, to be daring, to be different.
祷告。
Let's pray.
愿天父祝福在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless each and every one of us sitting in this room.
让我们不要跟着潮流走。
That we may not simply flow with the tide.
让我们做耶稣基督的跟随者。
But to be a true follower of the person of Jesus Christ.
让我们不要跟着一般人的想法来想事情。
Not to follow along with the thought patterns, the philosophies of the people in this world.
盼望神的话常常能够在我们的心里指导我们。
We hope and pray that the word of God will be indwelling in us, and we can meditate upon them.
就是我们周围有很多的非基督徒。
If there are non-Christians among us,
让我们有勇气敢做一个跟他们不一样的人。
That we will be daring enough to be courageous enough to be different.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨，你看过圣经没有？
This morning, have you read the Bible yet?
今天早晨，你看过报纸没有？
This morning, have you read the newspaper?
很多人不能一天不看报，可是很多人常常一个礼拜都不看圣经。
Many of us cannot get by one day without reading the newspaper, but we seem to survive very well without reading the Bible for a whole week.
可是有一个基督徒，他曾经这样说，他觉得每天早上读圣经的时候，圣经的话比报纸上的话更新鲜，更吸引他。
A certain Christian once said that every morning as he reads the Bible, the words that he reads in the scriptures are more fresh and more relevant and more meaningful to him than anything he can read in the newspaper. I don't know what you read this morning in the newspaper. This morning, right now, let's open the scripture and let's read the words in the Bible and see what type of relationship we can find between what we read in newspaper and what we read in the scripture.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗在这里描写我们今天所生活的这个世界的情形。
In chapter 3, Apostle Paul describes very vividly the type of things that we see in our society today.
提摩太后书第三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
Chapter 3, verse 1. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money.
在这里提到末世，就是我们生活的今天。
What Paul is referring to as the last days are exactly the days that we're living in today.
从第二节开始，一共讲到十九样的罪恶。
Starting at verse 2, Apostle Paul mentioned 19 types of sins.
这十九样的罪恶，你天天可以在报纸上看见。
I guarantee you, every day as you read a newspaper, you can find all 19 of these every day.
这里首先所提到的罪恶就是专顾自己，换句话说，人人都是自私的。
First one is that men will be lovers of self. In other words, that every person will be a selfish person.
中间还提到很多。
And then there are still many others.
我们在这个第四节看见最后所提到的是什么呢？最后的这两样就是爱宴乐，不爱神。
And the last one in verse 4 says that lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
提到人把自己放在最前面，把神放在最后面。
Simply means that man has put himself as first and put God last.
一个人若是凡事都以自我为中心，把神忘记了，这样的一个人一定会引起很多的困扰。
I guarantee you that when a person puts himself first and puts God last, he is in for a lot of trouble.
今天的世界就是这样。
This is how the world is today, the one that we're living in.
保罗在这里所描写的末世的情形，让我们基督徒应当小心谨慎地度日。
As we read these words written by Apostle Paul concerning the last days, we need to take these words as very strong warnings for us as Christians.
在这个世界末日，整个人类的潮流就是这样。
Toward the end of this age, or toward the last days, or that is the days that we're living in today, the world would head toward this type of trends.
我们常常反省自己，常常小心谨慎，一不小心，我们还是落在这个潮流。
We need to examine ourselves. We need to be very cautious, to see where we're headed. Otherwise, it's very easy to just get caught up in the mainstream of where the world's headed today.
很多的时候，我们把神忘记。
Very often, we forget God.
盼望神能够借着今天的话，能够提醒我们，想到我们基督徒应当做一个跟这个世界的潮流反方向而走的人。
I pray this morning that God will use His words to speak to you, to caution you to go against the tide of the world.
我们所跟随的不应当是世界的潮流，我们应当跟随的是神的话，神的教导。
We should not be following the tide of this world, but we should be following the teaching that God has provided for us in His words.
在以下的几节圣经里面提到，有一些的人，他们始终都不明白神的正道。第七节。
And starting at verse 7, we see that Apostle Paul describing certain men who have missed the whole point about the teaching of God.
有一些人更厉害，他们不但是不明白，他们是竭力的抵挡。这是第八节。
And then there are others who not only do not understand the truth of God, but they also stand up to fight against the truth.
保罗为什么写信给提摩太提到这些事情呢？
Why is it that Apostle Paul spent so much time explaining this to young Timothy?
一方面让他认识今天的时代。
Because he wants to give Timothy a taste of how the world is today.
另外一方面给他一个很厉害的挑战。
And on the other hand, to give him a very strong challenge.
请大家看第十节。
Skipping down to verse 10.
但你已经听从了我的教训。
But you follow my teaching.
请大家注意，这里提到你。
In verse 10, talked about you.
这是一个很强调的字。
This is a very strong word.
可能有千千万万的人都走在那条宽路上。基督徒啊，你应当走在那条窄的路上。
The picture you should get here is that there may be thousands of people following that real broad road, but you, Christians, that's not where you should be going.
基督徒应当与众不同。
Christians were different.
基督徒不应当像那个风前的草一样，怎么吹它就怎么倒。
Christian ought not to be like dead weeds, gets blown wherever the wind takes it.
基督徒应当像磐石一样，永不动摇。
We need to be like a solid rock.
在这个第十节里面提到，你已经服从了我的教训。这个服从是什么意思？
What does it mean when Apostle Paul says that you?Follow my teaching. What does follow mean?
这个服从就是跟着别人走的意思。
Follow means to follow behind someone, to follow.
一般的人他们所跟从的是自己的理想，可是保罗提醒提摩太，你是个基督徒，你不应当跟着潮流走，你应当跟随神的教训走。
Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy is that you're not like any other man in this world who just follows the crowd.You're a Christian. You need to follow where God takes you.
在第十节里面讲到很多基督徒的美德。
In verse 10, also mentioned many of the Christian virtues.
值得注意的一件事是，在这些美德的后边，第十一节就提到很多的苦难。
But pay attention that toward the end of verse 11, after Paul cited all the Christian virtues, that he also cited that there will be persecution.
大家听我念这个第十节、十一节。
Let's look at verse 10 and 11.
但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，这都是提到基督徒的美德。下面呢，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，在这里提到逼迫苦难，美德和苦难是连在一块不可分割的。
Verse 10, but you follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance. All these are Christian virtues. But notice it doesn't end there. And verse 11 says, and persecutions, sufferings such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. Persecution and suffering are part of the Christian virtue.
保罗个人的经验告诉了提摩太。
Paul is speaking from his personal experience.
一个人决心遵着神的话去做的时候，有苦难逼迫会临到他。
When a person listens to God's words and takes that as serious business and carries it out in his life, for sure there will be persecution and suffering.
基督徒有苦难，可是神不会把基督徒丢弃。
Christians would go through sufferings and persecutions, but God would never forsake
Christians. 我再继续念下去。
Continuing in verse 11.
我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，这是保罗的话。我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切的苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
What persecutions I endured, And out of them all the Lord delivered me.
当我信耶稣的时候，主耶稣把我从那个罪恶的刑罚里救出来。今天耶稣基督还是天天救我脱离各样的困难。将来有一天，神要救我脱离这个屈死的身体，让我能够进到神的国里去。
One day Jesus rescued me from the sinful world. And even today as a Christian, he still continues to rescue me from this world day after day. And one day in the future, he will rescue me completely from the bondage of this physical body.
不单单是保罗一个人有这样的经验，我们再注意看十二节。
Not only Paul had this experience, there are also others. Looking at verse
12. 给大家特别注意这个十二节。
Pay a special attention to verse 12.
若是我们中间有哪一位你正在为信仰的缘故受到迫害，请你读十二节。
If any one of you happen to be suffering for the sake of your relationship with Jesus, pay attention to verse 12.
这个第十二节给我们基督徒有很大的鼓励。
Verse 12 shall be a fantastic encouragement to you.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Verse 12, and indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
神不喜欢我们基督徒逼迫其他的人，可是神并没有保证基督徒你不会受到逼迫。
God has no desire for us Christians to persecute others, but God never promised that there will never be persecution upon us.
假如你决心做一个马马虎虎的基督徒，你不会遇见麻烦的。
If you want to be just a mediocre, Christian, you won't have any trouble. You'll get by very well in this world.
可是一旦你立志，
But when you stand firm,
你有这个决心，你说我要在基督耶稣里敬虔度日，
And you make the gut will decision to pursue after Jesus.
这条路是你必须经过的。
Part of this road will pass through persecution and suffering.
都要受逼迫。
Will be persecuted, as the scripture says.
耶稣当年在世上也亲口讲过这样的话。
When Jesus was living physically in this world, he once said,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, let him pick up his cross daily and follow me.
十字架是什么意思？
What does cross mean?
基督徒一定要背十字架是什么意思？
What does it mean for a Christian to bear his cross?
忍受逼迫。
It simply means endure persecutions.
提摩太啊，你知道这些事情，你知道今天这个危险的时代，你知道基督徒要受迫迫逼迫，你是不是开始要向后退呢？
Timothy, you know how the world is today, how bad it is, and Christians will be persecuted and will go through suffering. Now, what do you do, Timothy? Do you back off?
十三节
Verse 13.
只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。十四节，但是你所学习的所确信的要存在你的心里。
Verse 13, but evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, you, Timothy, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of.
不要管那些人怎么样。
Don't worry about what other people are doing.
他们可能越久越恶。
Maybe they'll get worse and worse.
可是你千万不能同流合污，不能跟他们一样。
You cannot follow the crowd.
在这个地方是第二次提到你要跟他们不一样。
Second time in verse 14, Apostle Paul used the word you, addressing to Timothy. You are not like the rest.
你所学习的、所确信的，要存在你的心里。
You need to continue in the things that you have been taught.
今天我们是生活在一个科学进步的时代。
Today we're living in a very highly technological society.
什么东西都在进步。
Everything is progressing so quickly.
很多人的观念里面都认为一个新的东西一定比旧的好。
Everyone has the idea that something that is new must be better than the old.
让我问大家一个问题，新道德是不是一定比旧道德好？ New morality.
Let me ask you, is the new morality better than the old morality?
现在有些人提倡一种新的道德标准。
Very popular. A lot of people are pushing for the new morality.
你仔细地研究一下，那些所谓的新道德在以前就是不道德。
If you study carefully, the new morality is basically the old immorality.
还有一些人提倡新的神学。
Some people like to promote the new theology.
什么叫做新的神学呢？
What is the new theology?
样样东西都要新，所以我们也要研究一些新的一些神学的理论。
Everything is becoming newer and newer, so therefore we need to update our theology to make it new.
有一个人主张说神已经死了。
Some people propose that God is dead.
这是一种的新的神学。
That is one type of the new theology.
新道德就是不道德，新神学就是没有神的神学。
The new morality is immorality, and the new theology is a theology that has no God in it.
保罗在这里提醒提摩太，以前你所听见的，说不定已经过了十年了，二十年了，可是那个纯正的福音的信仰，你不要把它改变。越老的越旧的信仰越好。
So what Paul is saying is that, hey, even though everyone's doing these new things, but Timothy, don't forget the old things, the things that you have learned in the past, maybe 10 years ago. The older they are, the better they are.
我们礼拜天早晨的时候，有些时候读的那个使徒信经，就是讲到最初的基督徒的那个纯正的信仰，到现在还是不改变。
Every now and then on Sunday morning, we read the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed basically summarizes the beliefs that Christians had from long ago, that it's been passed down to us.
我们手里这本圣经到现在已经写成一千多年了，可是我们到现在不能够用另外一本书来代替它。
The Bible that we're reading today has been written over 1,000 years, but today we still use it. We don't change it. We don't update it.
你会发现里面所讲到的那个信息，正是合乎我们今天的需要。
You will discover that the message that has been written many years ago are still relevant, still applicable today.
保罗在这里提醒提摩太两样重要的事。
Paul cautions Timothy about two different things here.
你所学习的是跟谁学的？你所学习的是根据什么地方学来的？
Paul challenges Timothy to think about where or whom did he learn the things that he learned from, and also where did he learn these things.
你知道是跟谁学的？
Verse 14, toward the end of verse 14, knowing from whom you have heard them.
他是从保罗学的。
Timothy heard it from Paul.
保罗是神的仆人，是一个可靠的属灵的老师。
Apostle Paul was a servant of Christ. He is a reliable teacher.
下面说，你知道你是从小明白圣经，你所学的是从哪里学的？从哪一本书学的？是从圣经学的。
And where did you learn this from? Verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings. That's his Bible.
这是全世界最准确的一本书。
This is the most accurate book.
圣经上说，天地要改变，神的话一点一话都不能改变。
Scripture says itself that heaven and earth will pass away, but not a comma, not a dot in my scripture would pass away.
到底圣经是怎么样来的呢？第十六节讲到，圣经都是神所默示的。
Now where did this book come from? Verse 16 says, all scripture is inspired by God.
你不要单单认为马太福音就是马太凭着自己写的。
Don't get the idea that the gospel according to Matthew is all Matthew's ideas.
是神的灵感动马太。马太写出来不错，可是是神的灵感动他的，把神的意思介绍出来。
True that the gospel according to Matthew was physically written by Matthew himself, but he wrote it via the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So God uses his hand, uses his brain to communicate God's truth.
在马太福音里面没有一次马太说我马太说，好多次他说主耶稣说，神说。
Not once in the gospel according to Matthew did Matthew say, I Matthew says this. It's always the Lord said this.
圣经是神的话。
Scripture, the Bible is the word of God.
圣经又是什么样的功用呢？
What is this Bible good for, you might ask?
圣经使我们能够得救。
The Bible shows us how we can be saved.
我最近常常想到得救这件事情。
Recently, I've been thinking a lot about the topic of salvation.
我常常想到每个礼拜在这里参加崇拜的人是不是真的得救了这个问题。
Recently, I kept thinking, is it true that everyone who worships at Bread of Life Church here is really saved?
我们在尽我们的力量，盼望你们能够清楚地得救。
Whoever speaks here tries his best to teach you how you can be saved.
今天早上九点钟，我们有那个基要真理班。
This morning at 9 o'clock, we had the first session of the basic Christianity class.
我们邀请大家来。
We invite everyone to come.
我们要把这个救恩讲清楚，我们也盼望你听清楚，你能够有把握得救。
In this series of classes, our hope is that we can communicate to you very clearly what it means to be saved.And that you will take the opportunity to grab hold of that salvation.
圣经就是讲到救恩的一本书。
The Bible is a book of salvation. It talks about how we can be saved.
一个人怎么样可以得救呢？一定要认识耶稣基督。
How can you be saved? You must recognize the person of Jesus.
你必须要跟耶稣基督个人之间发生关系。
You must have a personal relationship with this Jesus.
大卫曾经写诗篇说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”你今天能不能够说耶和华神？ 是我的牧者。
King David once said that the Lord is my shepherd. Can you this morning say that the Lord is my shepherd?
你今天早上能不能够说耶稣是我的救主？
Can you say Jesus is my Savior this morning?
整本的圣经都是在介绍耶稣基督。
The whole Bible talks about this person called Jesus.
整个的旧约是预言耶稣基督这位救主要来。
The entire Old Testament basically predicts or prophesies concerning the coming of this person called Jesus.
新约圣经就是讲到这位救主已经来了，就是耶稣。
And in the New Testament, talked about this person Jesus. He has already come.
讲到他怎么样的降生，他怎么样在世界上生活，后来怎么样为我们死了，后来又复活了。
Talked about how he came into this world, how he lived on this earth, and how he died on the cross. Not only died, but how he resurrected.
耶稣基督今天在天上，他为信靠他的人天天祷告。
Jesus is alive today, and he is interceding for every Christian believer.
这就是为什么有很多的时候基督徒觉得软弱，有些时候跌倒，他还会起来。基督徒是不倒翁，跌下去会起来，因为耶稣为他祷告。
Sometimes you may wonder why Christians, they fail, but then somehow they always manage to get back up when no one else seems to be praying for him, because Jesus is praying for that Christian believer.
圣经的末了讲到这位耶稣基督还要再来，他要做全世界的大君王。
The New Testament also prophesied concerning his second coming, return, his second return to this world.
那些信靠他的人、跟随他的人将来有一天要分享他的荣耀。
And those who truly believed in him will one day be caught up with him and would share in the glory that he has.
我们并不是敬拜这本圣经，我们乃是敬拜这本圣经里面所介绍的耶稣基督。
We don't worship this book, but we worship the person who is the theme of this book.
当一个人他真的信主，他真的开始爱耶稣的时候，他不能够不爱圣经。
When a person truly is born again, has believed in Jesus, and has fallen in love with this person Jesus, he can't help but love this book also.
哎呀，你很喜欢你的男朋友、你的女朋友、你的爱人所给你的信，为什么？因为那封信是从那里来的。我们爱耶稣基督，所以关于耶稣基督的书我们就喜欢。
You have a girlfriend or boyfriend. When you receive a letter from him or her.You cherish that letter. You read it over and over again. Why? Because where it came from. It came from the person you love and the person who loved you.
圣经不但是给我们知识，更是在日常的生活中间帮助我们，纠正我们。
The Bible not only gives us knowledge, it helps gives us wisdom and knowing to make the right decision to carry out our daily living.
我再来读十六节。
Let's look down at verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
在这里告诉我们，圣经能够改正我们的错误，能够除去我们的罪恶，能够让我们成为一个完美的人。
Very clear, it says that the Bible can help us, to correct us, to forgive us of our sins, to make us the type of person that is full and complete.
大家还记不记得在第一章里面保罗怎么样劝勉提摩太？
I don't know if you still remember back in chapter 1 what Paul said to Timothy.
在第十三节的末了提到圣经的话你要常常的守着。
In verse 13, Apostle Paul said, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me.
第十四节的末了提到圣经的话你要牢牢的守着。
In verse 14, guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure.Which has been entrusted to you.
在这里告诉我们要守住神的话，不可以失去了。
This verse tells us to grab hold of, guard the words which has been entrusted to us.
我们再看第二章，保罗怎么样提醒提摩太。
Turn with me, please, to chapter 2.
第二章第二节里面告诉我们，保罗说：“提摩太啊，我所交托你的圣经神的话。”你也要交托给别人，要传给别人。
It's not enough just to guard the scripture, guard the teaching that we have. But verse 2 in chapter 2 says, And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This, we need to pass that on to others.
假如听你的人听圣经不明白，你要怎么样解释呢？二章十五节提醒我们，你要按着正义分解。
And how do we do it? Verse 15 says, Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth.
第三章里面告诉我们，保罗说神的话是从神那里启示来的，我们应当高举圣经。
And chapter 3 tells us that the scripture is not from men, but it's from God, and we need to elevate the scripture to its highest position.
大家看见吗？第一章讲到要守住神的话。
Chapter 1 talked about we need to guard the scripture.
第二章讲到要把神的话传给别人。
Chapter 2 says we need to pass the scripture, this teaching, onto others.
第三章讲到圣经应当在我们基督徒的心里建立一个最崇高的地位。
Chapter 3 talked about the scripture needs to occupy the first place in our life.
我们不能够批评圣经。
We cannot criticize the scripture.
我们只能够接受圣经。
We can only receive it.
我们不能够站在我们的角度来改正圣经，我们只能够让圣经来改正我们。
We can't look at the scripture and then decide we don't like parts of it and change the scripture. Instead, we ought to let the scripture change us.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
在这里，保罗在快结束他的书信的时候，他再一次提醒提摩太。
Toward the end of this letter, Paul once again remind Timothy.
四章二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
务要传道，无论得时不得时。总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
Chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction.
这是保罗最后所写的几句话。再过不久，他后来就被砍头死。
This chapter right here are the last words of Paul. After he wrote this letter, not long after that, he was beheaded.
那个时候他已经传道了三十年。
He had already spent 30 years as a minister of the gospel.
他勉励这个年轻人提摩太，你要继续的传道。
And he's writing a letter to a young preacher, Timothy, encouraging him to preach the word.
我们基督徒最重要的一个责任是什么？我们所听见的神的话告诉别人。
The most important responsibility every Christian has is to take whatever we heard from God, whatever we receive from God, and pass it on to others.
你不单单是自己相信就够了，你不单单是有一个决心爱圣经就够了，你要有一个决心把圣经的话告诉别人。
It's not enough just for you to believe and to love the scripture, but you need to have that conviction to want to pass this on to another person.
我知道在未来的一个礼拜里面，你会遇见好多人是从来不到礼拜堂的，说不定就在你家里，你把礼拜天听见的告诉他。
I know that in this coming week you're going to run into many non-Christians, maybe even in your own homes.
有没有这一个迫切的心？有没有这样一颗迫切的心，把神的话传给别人？
Do you really have that earnest desire, that excitement to take what God has taught you and to pass it on to another person?
务要传道，无论得时不得时，这就是迫切。
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, meaning whether you feel like it or not, because of that earnest desire that you have.
很多人一直在等，一直在等，他老是觉得现在不方便，现在时间不好，现在太忙。你不要这样考虑，你要有一个迫切的心，无论得时不得时。这意思就是说，要对付你的那个懒惰。
So many of us, we kept waiting, waiting. Oh, this is not the right time. Oh, it's not really convenient. Oh, I'm too busy. Whether in season or out of season, if you really have that fire for the Lord, do it. This is to combat our laziness.
这里讲到，总要专心。接下去讲到，无论得时不得时，总要专心。
We need to do it with great patience and instruction.
在我这里有一个放大镜。
There's a magnifying glass.
有些时候我读那个小的地图啊，我要看一看，看得清楚一点。
Sometimes when I read a very small map, I use this to make sure that I can read the map.
你把这个放大镜若是放在太阳底下，你会发现呢，有一个焦点。
If you take this magnifying glass and put it under the sun, you'll find out there's a focal point.
那个焦点的热度很高啊，能够把纸烧着。
At that focal point, the heat is concentrated and is able to start a fire.
我们每一个人也是一样。假如你把你的精力集中在某一点，你一定会成功的。
Same way for us. If we would take our attention, our hearts, and focused it on one thing, for sure you will succeed.
很多的时候，我们基督徒并不把救人灵魂这件事情当做一件重要的事情来做，所以那个焦点老是不对。奇怪，别人的纸都烧着了，为什么我的老是烧不着呢？那个焦点不对。
That's the way with many of us, that we don't really take it seriously to really witness, to really share the gospel with others. That's not the most important thing, so we don't have that focal point. And so you're wondering how come everyone else's papers on fire except yours.
在这里提到忍耐，并用百般的忍耐。
And also to do with great patience.
我们不能够勉强人信主，可是我们要迫切向他传福音，为他祷告，等候他决志。
We cannot force someone to believe in Jesus. We cannot shove the gospel down their throat, but we can pray for them. We can instruct them. We can teach them, and we can wait for God to bring that person to Him at the right time.
一个人决志信主，这完全是圣灵的工作。
When a person makes the decision to accept Christ and become a Christian, it's all the work of the Holy Spirit.
若不是圣灵感动,
if it's not the moving and the convicting of the Holy Spirit, no one can be saved.
在这个地方提醒我们, 我们自己这一方面在传福音的时候, 要迫切, 要专心, 可是不要勉强别人, 要忍耐, 等候,
There's a very fantastic balance there. We need to be very much on fire, very much enthusiastic in going out, reaching others. But at the same time, we need to be patient. We cannot force anyone to make a decision.
接下去提到传福音, 要用各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人这是讲到我们应当有聪明智慧晓得对什么样需要的人讲什么样的话。Also,
as we preach the word, we need to reprove, rebuke, exhort, meaning that we need to be sensitive and knowing and have the wisdom of knowing how to use God's word to minister to people.
耶稣所传的福音是相同的，可是他对撒玛利亚的妇人和对那个年老的老师尼哥底母所讲的话是不一样。
It's the same message that Jesus used, the same gospel, the same message. But the way he talked to the Samaritan woman and also the way he talked to Nicodemus are very different.
对不同需要的人，用不同的方法把福音介绍给他。
According to each person's needs, you speak to him, minister him accordingly.
有罪的人需要责备，灰心的人需要鼓励。
A person who is living in grave sin, you need to rebuke that person. You need to correct that person. But when a person is down, discouraged, you need to encourage him.
保罗在这里嘱咐提摩太，你要传福音。他是根据什么这样嘱咐他呢？
Paul here challenges Timothy to preach the word. Based on what does he present to Timothy this challenge?
在这里提到三个原因。There
are three reasons.
让我们注意来看。Let's
take a look at them.
第一节。
Verse 1 mentioned the first reason.
我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前 凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus who is to judge the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom.
在这里讲到耶稣基督要再来 他要审判活人死人。
Verse 1 talked about Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he will be judging both the living and the dead.
圣经上讲到将来有一个大的审判，从创世以来，所有的人都要经过这个审判。
The Bible is very, very clear that one day in the future there will be a judgment, and every single person who has ever lived on this earth would face that judgment.
我们知道有很多人将要灭亡。And
we know that many would perish because of that judgment.
我们不应当趁着今天的机会。
So right now we have a fantastic opportunity to reach those people before, prior to this date of judgment.
还有第二个重要的原因。
The second very important reason.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，而都发扬，就随从自己的情欲增添好些事父，并且厌而不听正道，偏向荒谬的言语。你。
Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
第三章里面讲到的一些末世的情形，讲到末世的社会现象。第四章是讲到什么呢？讲到末世的时候，人对这个属灵的事物的反应。Chapter
3 talked about how people in the world will be in the last days, and Chapter 4 talked about how men would respond to the spiritual teaching of the Bible.
在这里讲到人厌烦那个纯正的道理。Verse
3 says that men will turn away; they will not be interested in sound teaching.
这里讲到有些人耳朵发痒，他们喜欢听一些新奇的道理。And
all they want to hear is something that will tickle their ears, or hear something that excite them a little bit.
所以在有些礼拜堂里面，他们就是来做礼拜，他们也希望讲到的时间越短越好。And
so many people come to church. They said, shorten the sermon as short as possible.
耳朵发痒。Because
they just want their ears to be tickled.
保罗告诉提摩太，你要加倍的努力。为什么呢？ 因为你所要讲的那些信息，别人不一定会喜欢，别人不一定会认为重要，所以你必须要热心，才能够感动那些冷淡的人。So
Paul is saying to Timothy is that Timothy, be careful because the words that you're going to speak, people may not like to hear that. It may sound boring to them, but you need to be on fire and preach it anyway.
大家注意这个第四章第五节，这是第三次保罗讲到你要跟那些人不一样。
Third time in this letter, Paul is saying to Timothy, Timothy, you've got to be different in verse 5 of chapter 4.
然后他提到第五个第三个重要的原因，为什么你要传福音。
And the third reason for preaching the word.
第六节
Verse 6.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
Paul saying, for I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
在这里提到保罗，他说我已经老了，我已经不重用了。
Paul is saying to Timothy, I'm getting old. I'm about to leave this world.
我所做的工作已经做完了，现在看你的了。
My job is finished. Now it's up to you, Timothy.
当年带领保罗信耶稣的那个人，带领提摩太信耶稣的那个人，保罗他现在已经老了。
The person who has led Timothy to become a Christian and has trained Timothy, that is Paul, he's about to leave this world.
I don't know
who led you to Christ. I don't know if you still remember. Where is that person? What is he doing?
When Timothy thought of leading his Christian to Paul, who is now very old, almost dead, he felt he had a responsibility.
When Timothy thought about this person, his spiritual father in a way, Paul is about to leave this world, Timothy gets this feeling of responsibility. He needs to carry on Paul's ministry.
I don't know
if you know who led me to Christ.
I
was 15 at the time. The person who led me to Christ was an old American missionary.
Reverend George Hudson.我记得我那个时候听他讲到他已经头秃了
bald. I remember when he spoke to me about Jesus, he was already bald.
到现在已经过了二十多年了。
It's 20 years since then.
More than 20. 我相信他大概已经不在世界。
I don't know where he is, but I believe he has passed away already.
我相信他在天上一定高兴，因为当年他带领信主的一个小家伙现在也接续他做传道的工作。
I believe he is probably pleased in heaven because that one of the little guy that he spoke to, he witnessed to, is in the ministry of God.
我要告诉你一件我心里很高兴的事。
I'd like to share something with you which makes me very happy.
不久以前在台湾的台湾大学里面毕业了一个女孩子，她现在做传道。
Not long ago, a particular Christian sister, she graduated from the University of Taiwan and is in the Christian ministry.
我真高兴，我知道她蒙神的呼召，现在已经开始做传道。
I'm very happy because she was called by God, and God has called her, and she's involved in full-time ministry.
她当年听我讲到的时候，决志了信主。
And she became a Christian because of my preaching.
这是在我的印象当中，听我讲到信主。第一个奉献传道的。
As far as I can remember, she is the first person who heard me preach and became a Christian and eventually became a Christian minister.
这一点不是我做的，这是神做的，很奇妙的工作。
This is no credit to me, but this is how God used me to glorify Himself.
就是今天我死了，我心里也是得到安慰，因为有一个人，至少有一个年轻的一个小女孩，她愿意继续的做。
My feeling is that even if I were to leave this world today, I think I would feel.Peaceful about it because there's one young girl who is carrying on the ministry. Let me ask you again, who led you to Christ? Where is he today? If he or she is already old or retired, you have the responsibility to carry on.
我们不可以永远依靠老一辈的领袖，年轻人这一代的基督徒应当起来。
We cannot always rely on the first generation leaders all the time. A new generation must come in and replace them.
保罗在写他提摩太后书的时候，最后他也提到一些个人的事情。
Toward the end of this letter, Paul talked about a few very personal things.
四章九节
，verse nine.
保罗对提摩太说：“你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为。”迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。下面又提到好几个人都离开他了，所以他对提摩太说：“你快一点到我这里来。”
Paul is saying to Timothy in verse 9 says, "Make every effort to come to me soon." So as Timothy, come see me very quickly. Because verse 10 he says, "For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica, and also two other people have left him."
保罗虽然是一位伟大的传道人，可是他也是人。
Even though Paul was a fantastic Christian preacher, is a spiritual giant, but he also is human. He has human needs.
他孤单的时候，他需要有同伴在他旁边。
When he's lonely, he needed people who's able to support him.
原来跟他在一块的人都离开他。
The people who originally were with him have left him and deserted him.
他就像我们的主耶稣一样，最后非常的孤单，很多人都离开他。
Just like our Lord Jesus, just before his crucifixion, all his disciples left him.
他对提摩太说：“你快点到我这儿来。”
And so he's pleading with Timothy. He said, "Timothy, come visit me soon."
保罗很孤单。
Paul was very lonely at this time.
我想到在美国的老年人很多很孤单。
I think of the elderly people in this country. Many of them are living a very, very lonely life.
我觉得我们的年轻人，我们的成年人，对老年人欠了很多的债。
I feel that the young people, or the even the older adults, owe a great debt to the older people.
我感谢主。当我对夫妇团契的弟兄姐妹提到老年人的时候。他们心里面有一个爱，有一个关怀。
And I'm really thankful for the couples fellowship. As I spoke to them about the needs of the elderly people in our church, they have the love.
这就是为什么今天中午我们要请老年人吃饭，要陪老年人出去走一走。
This is why this afternoon the couples fellowship will be having lunch with the elderly people in our church, and they'll be going out have a.
我们大家再注意看，那件外衣，你来的时候可以带来。
Paul saying to Timothy, when you come visit me, bring the cloak or the outer coat which I left at Troas with Carpus.
保罗他感觉到孤单，他需要朋友。天气越来越冷，他在监牢里很冷，他需要一件衣服。
Not only Paul was lonely, but he was probably in prison at this time, and the weather's getting cold, and he asked Timothy to bring that heavy coat which he left with Carpus.
还有一样东西他提醒提摩太你也要带来的。
And another thing he asked Timothy to bring to him.
那些书也要带来，更要紧的是那些皮卷，这个皮卷就是圣经。
And he said to Timothy, don't just bring the code, but also bring the books, especially the parchments. What are the parchments? Parchments are the things that the scripture is written on.
保罗在相当年老的时候，他还是有一个进取的心，他盼望能够更进步，更充实自己。
Even close to the end of his life, Paul still had the desire for God's word, and he still has a desire to mature and to go further.
他爱圣经，一直爱到自己很年老的时候，还是有那个饥渴的心。
He loved the scripture. He loved to study the scripture until toward the end of his life.
提摩太后书我们已经介绍了几次，今天我们结束。
We have spoke from the book of 2 Timothy for many weeks now. Today is the end of the series.
提摩太后书告诉我们，每一个基督徒应当勇敢地站起来服侍神。
To summarize, 2 Timothy tells us that every Christian, we need to be bold, we need to be courageous, we need to stand up.
假如说提摩太这个人都可以服侍神，我们中间没有一个人敢说我不配。
If a person like Timothy is able to become a Christian minister to serve God, no one of us should say that. Well, I don't think I'm able.
有一件很要紧的事情。
One thing is very important.
在我们服侍神的时候，永远不要光看自己有多少才干。
In our service, in our Christian service, don't ever look at yourself and see how much talent and how
much. 不要求与你工作。与你能力相等的工作，乃要求与你工作相等的能力。
We shouldn't look at our own skills and our own abilities. Instead of asking for God to provide us words to match our talents, we need to ask God to provide us our talents which will match the word He has for us.
在提摩太书信里面告诉我们，一个基督徒应当怎么样的过每天的生活。
We also learn how every Christian needs to live his daily life.
我们不必为过去的事情烦恼，因为耶稣基督完全赦免洗净我们。
We don't need to worry about the mistakes in the past because everything in the past has been forgiven by our Lord Jesus.
你也不必为今天的危险祷为担心，神会天天带领你过去。
You also need not worry about the danger or the anxiety for today because Jesus will take you through for sure.
在提摩太后书里面，我看见有两个地方，保罗提到有一个日子是很重要的。
In the book of 2 Timothy, there are two places that Apostle Paul mentioned about a particular day that I feel is very important.
在我们结束的时候，大家一同看。
Let's turn to it in conclusion.
提摩太第后书第一章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的。注意。直到那日，这里提到那日，耶稣再来的日子。
Chapter 1 verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things.
But I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
Until that day? It's the night yet.
Until that day.
那一天就是耶稣再来的时候。
What day is that? That's the day that Jesus comes back again.
这里是告诉我们基督徒对我们的灵魂的得救有把握。
This talks about the assurance that we have of our salvation.
我们再看第四。